Standing in the feeble light of a waning moon after finishing a scrumptious supper. This is the life. This coming month should be interesting. We have a little mystery to solve. And also, I've already eliminated 9 out of 10 of those who had hurt me back when I was a mere mortal. The last one will be difficult, given the amount of surveillance they have. But it shall be done. I will not be satisfied until every single one of my previous captors have been put into the ground. If they're even deserving of that. Monsters like them have no place upon this earth. Monsters like me, however, well, that's another story altogether. After I'm done with my hit list, I will go about avenging my brothers and sisters. All of the slave masters and those who participated in their schemes and abductions will become meals for me and my darling. How long those repulsive criminals have left to live shall depend solely upon the whims of a girl who loves to play with her food. Hello, darling. I see you've enjoyed your hunt. You've just got a little bit of something hanging off the side of your mouth. Let me kiss it away for you. That was just an excuse for me to kiss you, if you didn't know. I'm done with my meal. It was a good one. Just now, I was musing upon what I would do to those people. I must admit that thinking about them had put me into a bit of a gloomy mood. But upon seeing you, that mood has now lifted. And I am overwhelmed by a sense of joy and desire. Those niggling little issues can be forgotten for a while, now that you're here. Just stand there for a few moments, will you? I want to admire the majesty and magnetic aura of my new husband. Why, I think you're even more attractive now than when we first met. Could it be that you've been hunting a lot more lately? You have a glow that comes only from the consumption of a lot of fresh blood. That's okay. I love men with big appetites anyway. If I should even call you a man. You're something far superior to those puny creatures. And I'm not saying that just because we've been bound together for eternity. It sure is dark out here. Not that it matters to beings like us. It's the perfect time to catch our prey unaware. This forest will always be one of my favorite places. It's where you turned me, and where we first met. very strange that you decided to take pity upon an escaped slave girl that evening. Quite out of your character. Well, the only reason I was not afraid of you back then was because I was beyond caring. At that time, I believed that no fate could be worse than continuing to work for those horrible men. But I suppose you don't regret it. Saving me, that is. You've made me into one of your wives, after all. There must be something you see in me. And I've been a much better hunter than you expected, right? I suppose being raised by monsters means that there will always be a monstrous part that lives within me, too. But I shall never use that aspect of me to hurt the innocent. Justice, though, will be served in the most gruesome of ways to those who are deserving of it. Come now, darling. I asked you to meet me here because I have a surprise for you. Bottle of precious vintage wine. A sheriff's badge. Solar dust. And a big bag of gold. Have a drink. Nothing like sharing a drink with my love, even if it isn't blood. Never mind where I got these items. The end, in this case, justifies the means. And I'm sure the people I stole these things from won't be missing them anytime soon. I just want to make you happy. These items will help us extend our investigations to figure out who the mastermind is behind that newly emerged Slayer organization that has begun to permeate the towns in this area. They have already captured and killed several of the more careless vampires. Quite bothersome, really. I'm not used to being the hunted. The solar dust is a rare item, and will make us impervious to sunlight. I'm sure we can catch them unaware during the daytime, once we sniff out their base. Our kind simply cannot tolerate those who wish to extinguish the bloodline. And forgive me for being so blunt, but it doesn't so much matter if those of us that have been turned sacrifice ourselves to protect you. You are of the master bloodline. You and your family are most important. You also carry the strongest vampire blood in this area, and your family and your clan carry with it a legacy that none other can beat. It's my clan too now, so I also have a duty to protect it, even though you've warned me several times how dangerous the Slayer organization is. But darling, I think I've proven time and again that I can hold my own, can't protect me all the time, you know. And I certainly don't want to become a liability to you. How terribly shameful that would be, your bride hidden away somewhere safe. I don't want to be safe. I want to be useful. I know I do not need to prove anything to you. I am doing this out of my own free will. Please allow me to assist you in eliminating the mastermind behind the Slayer organization. My old friends have eyes and ears in the underground. Perhaps they will have some intelligence that we are currently unaware of. I can seek them out if you wish. All right. Let it be so then. A gut feeling tells me that we may be dealing with more than one mastermind here. It's a precarious situation. Ah, my arms are stained with blood. Let's go down by the stream. What's it like being married to one of the most powerful vampires in the country? Exhilarating. Wonderful. It fulfills something deep within my heart. But why are you apologizing? I never once expected life with you to be peaceful, my love. There is no need to feel bad. And you haven't dragged me into anything. Who knows if I'd still be alive right now if it weren't for you? The wolves would probably have taken me. Water. My liking for fresh water. I kind of thought I would. I'm just washing myself off so I look presentable. There's something within me that constantly feels unclean. The past cannot be erased, but it can be avenged. I imagine I will live with these scars for a long time. You're the first person to ever call me beautiful, you know that. I suppose I do clean up rather well. My life now is immensely different from when I used to be paraded around like a dog. No, I have not lost my faith in mankind. Just in those who harm the innocent. Would you like to drink from my hands, dear husband? Water, not blood. Here. Let me wipe your mouth for you. Even though we're both vampires, you are, of course, welcome to drink from me anytime you wish. And I do mean blood this time. There is something I love so much about giving myself to you in such a way. I know you don't like saying yes to those kinds of requests, though, so I won't bring it up again. But I'm just letting you know, in case you ever wanted to. Is it home time already? Okay, then. Of course I'll hold your hand. What shall we do when we get home? I can show you the new thing I learned. Well, you have to wait and see what it is then, won't you?